It is always a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Peter Fuller, who coaches the Chattanooga FC. Gosh, we've had him on in multiple roles. He was a, you know, kind of co-coached it with Bill Elliott last year, but and then he became the Peter became the coach during the fall season when Chattanooga FC dipped their toes in the professional ranks, and of course now that's what they're doing this year. And Coach, welcome into Press Row. How are you today?
Guys, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it very much.
All right, first we've got to get to how is this dynamic working with Bill Elliott? Billy Elliott's in a different role now. Is he your boss, and do you have to say yes, sir? How does that work with Bill?
Bill is my boss. He is the technical director now of the club, which means that anything on the surface side of things, he will handle. He handles the first team all the way down through our youth academy. So Bill's not a guy I want to make angry. I want to keep Bill very, very happy and very, very tuned in to everything that we're doing.
All right, and I know this season, because we'll talk about the schedule that was announced today in these first couple of matches, but at this point, we're talking mid-January still. I guess when you are talking, and there have been some announcements about player signings, how often are you and Bill into contact? Is this like multiple times a day, multiple times a week? How often are you and Bill kind of talking to assemble this team?
Multiple times a day. I mean, we speak. We've talked, three times already today. And we'll probably speak another two or three times. So we're on the phone all the time. I was in last week, tied the two weekends together. We had an open tryout, and then as well had a closed trial of about 29 players in last weekend. So we're looking to sign from that another probably four guys that we looked at. So we're on the phone and talking all the time.
And Peter, when you think about this year and the change ahead and just this brand new world that the Chattanooga FC's in, you know, it used to be that CFC would have opening matches once the season started against maybe Knoxville or Asheville or stuff like that. And of course, Chattanooga FC announcing today that the home opener March 14th will be against the Michigan Stars, but that your first match will be February 29th out in Oakland against the Oakland Roots. It just has a very different look to this schedule, doesn't it? When you consider about, I mean, this is now a national brand, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I wish I would have put some money down, but I bet friendly bet with our people in the office that they would have us in Oakland playing against each other right off the bat. I think it's two kind of organic lower division soccer organizations that have developed quite a following, and it'll be neat. I mean, they'll have 8,000 people at the game. They'll pack that stadium out they play in, and it's going to be awesome. But it is a different feel. I mean, we're not playing exhibitions through March and April, getting ready for a short NPSL season. You know, now we're in a 10-month grind of playing professional soccer.
Wow, that is very, very different. You're listening to Peter Fuller, the head coach of the Chattanooga FC, who's taking some time out to visit with us here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
All right, Coach, the only thing I know that I can relate it to in Oakland is what the black hole does for the Raiders. Now, I mean, is that like shoulder pads with spikes and face paint? What do they do?
Well, the thing about it is they're losing the Raiders, so I think we're going to get all of those people over to the game against the Roots. You guys would love this stadium. It's a small little 7,000-8,000 seats right in downtown Oakland, and the fan base is quite similar to the Raiders. We happened to be out there to play a game this last fall up in Napa Valley, and we went and watched their NISA opener for their kind of fall cup competition that they played, and they were. The fan base is awesome, and I think Oakland it just it kind of takes it takes a pretty special person to be a sports fan, I think, in Oakland. And the Raiders fans, the Roots, the A's, it's a real different situation. And it's going to be great. So,
David asked you, Coach, about how much you talk with Bill, who's also been a great friend of the show. I'm curious if this challenge of moving up has kind of energized you two guys in a way as you're building this roster, kind of accepting the challenge of this is going to be a whole lot harder than what y'all did the last handful of years, even as successful as you did it the last handful of years.
Yes, it is going to be more difficult. We're trying to do it in a way that's economically feasible for what we have. We're probably not going to have maybe some of the resources that the other teams have, but we have some things that they don't in terms of a fan base, in terms of a great facility, honestly, phenomenal media attention that we get from all of you people in Chattanooga. And I think those are things we have to sell players on that, you know, there's a lot of things about Chattanooga that other people don't have. And the thing I think that's interesting with our setup is I've been at two MLS clubs. I've worked in the Premier Development League. The thing with Chad is it's a club that's built from the fan base up, not top down. And we've got a massive fan base. Chattahooligans are unbelievable. We've got a great board who's local, who built this thing from nothing. And it's just a special feel that we have in Chattanooga. The one thing I think Bill and I are very, very tuned into, we do not want, with the business side of professional sports, to lose sight of the family side of what Chattanooga always has been. It's a family club, and we want to keep it that way.
Peter, before we let you run, when do you hope to have your final roster that you're going to move forward with? And given that February 29th is your first match out in Oakland, how important is it to have kind of, you know, at least 90% of who you know you're going to be moving forward with? How important is it to have that sooner than later?
I'd like to have it done by the 10th of February. I think it's far more likely it'll be somewhere between the 8th and 20th of February before we get it settled and sorted.
All right. Annual passes and group hospitality packages are already on sale now at ChattanoogaFC.com. Like Coach Fuller said, it is going to be a grind, a busy season, plenty of opportunities. Single game tickets for the Chattanooga FC will go on sale February 24th. Coach, congratulations. Look forward to following you this year. And thanks, as always, for joining us here on Press Row.
No, the thanks is mine, guys. Thank you so much for having me on, and thanks for your support as well. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Coach Peter Fuller of the Chattanooga FC, as his team announcing today, the home opener will be March 14th against the Michigan Stars. But first, they will be out on the West Coast playing the Oakland Roots February 29th. Got to win that one because you got to have 4 years to atone for it. It's a leap day game, leap day match. 648-1051 is the number. We'll introduce the Papa John's poll question when we come back. You're on Press Row and ESPN 105.1 The Zone.